Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Wow, sliding every year is so fun. It is one of my favorite parts of the holiday season. Oh, hey everyone, Merry Christmas. We are glad you have come to celebrate this special and exciting time of year.
Woo, did you ever stop to think about how busy our schedules actually get? This time of year is so busy for so many. Sometimes I think we get so frantic and stressed out that we forget to take the time to really celebrate God's gifts to us.
Oh, you are right. I love to celebrate at Christmas. I go to Christmas parties, Christmas craft fairs, Christmas caroling, make Christmas cookies, do Christmas shopping, wrap Christmas presents. We exchange Christmas gifts with everyone we know.
Wow, you sure do stay busy during the holidays, but that is not exactly what I had in mind.
It's not?
No, Christmas is a celebration of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. None of those things you mentioned really focused on the birth of our Savior. People today seem to get so caught up in the busyness of the holidays that we forget the real reason for the season. Look, let me show you what I mean.
My name is Joseph. I have come to Bethlehem to be counted for the census. I brought my wife Mary with me. Mary is going to have a baby very soon.
My name is Mary. I was chosen by God to become the mother of His Son, Emmanuel. Bethlehem is very crowded today. We just got here and are looking for a place to stay.
Knock, knock. Hello, Mary and I are looking for a place to stay. Do you have an open room?
I'm sorry, there's no room in our inn. The emperor has ordered everyone to travel to their hometowns for the census, and there are more people in Bethlehem than I've ever seen before. I must go now. I have a lot of guests to attend to. Everyone is tired from traveling.
Don't worry, Mary. Let's try again.
We do have to keep trying, Joseph. I need a place to rest. Do you have any open rooms? We need a place to stay. I am so tired.
My inn is so full that even my own bedroom has guests using it, but I do have a stable in the back. If you don't mind the animals, you could rest there.
We will take it. Mary, it will be a good enough place to sleep for the night, much better than having nowhere to rest.
The Bible tells us that Jesus was born in a stable because there was no room for him in the inn. There was no crib for the newborn baby. Mary and Joseph made a bed for him in a manger at the animal's feeding trough.
The Lord and Savior of the world spent his first night on earth in a feeding trough. Unbelievable. The real reason for Christmas is an amazing story. Tell me what happened next. There was a huge party in the city of Bethlehem after Jesus was born. If it were me and I was there when Jesus was born, I would throw the biggest birthday party ever.
No, there was no party at all, but there were a few visitors. In fact, I see some now headed our way right now.
Come on, little sheep. Let's head this way. In this direction, maybe the grass is better over here.
I sure hope there's enough grass that we can lie down on and rest for a while. It gets so lonely out here in the middle of the night. I just want to sleep until morning.
Wait, are those shepherds, like with sheep and everything? Why are they coming? I thought you said visitors were coming. I was thinking of more important people, you know, like grandparents. That is who every kid wants at a birthday party. Shepherds are not important visitors. Shepherds are boring, ordinary people.
Shh, be patient. Just watch and see what happens.
Thank you.
Come on, sheep, just a little further and we can make it.
Do not be afraid, shepherds. Behold, I bring you good news.
A baby has been born. He is Christ the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest. Tonight is a very special night. The Messiah, the Savior, has arrived. We must celebrate and sing praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You must go visit him tonight.
Follow the Bethlehem star. It will show you the way to the Prince of Peace.
Shepherds, after you visit and give the praise to the newborn Lord, travel across the lands and share the good news for all to hear. This is the King we have been waiting for, the promised one. Everyone must hear that our Savior has been born.
Wow, what an amazing thing. The King has finally arrived. Let's hurry and go see him. Come, everyone, this way. Our Savior has been born. Follow me, and we will follow the star.
Do you mean to tell me that real angels from heaven appeared to the ordinary shepherds while they were just out in the field with a bunch of stinky sheep?
That is exactly what happened. God's messenger brought great news to the workers in the fields that night. What a perfect way to tell the world that Christ had come. Jesus is our good shepherd and he takes care of us.
Now that I think about it, I wish I had been one of those shepherds. Can you imagine how special they must have felt?
Yes, it must have been amazing. Being told good news by a choir of angels is pretty special, huh?
For sure. And then, let me guess, they all threw a big party and put up a tree with ornaments, made some Christmas cookies, and passed around presents?
No, silly. The Lord kept a special star in the sky to guide Magi from the east to the place where Jesus was. God wanted more visitors to come see the Christ child. The party was growing, but it would take some time for the Magi to arrive. They had to travel from 1,000 miles away without cars or airplanes.
That must have taken forever. What are Magi, and why did they care enough to travel all that way?
It did take a long time. We think it might have taken the Magi 2 years to get from their homeland to Bethlehem. Magi are also called wise men or kings in many versions of the Christmas story. They were people who studied the stars to find out about important events in the world. When the Magi saw the new star, they understood that someone wonderful was being born.
Looking at tonight's sky, I can see that we are close. We are almost to the house where the young boy, the promised Messiah, is. I cannot wait to meet him.
We will give him precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. He is the King of Kings. The Christ star is beautiful and shining in his glory.
The wise men worshipped and adored Jesus. They celebrated the long-awaited arrival of their Lord. Then they went back to their home country and told everyone they met that the Savior was born.
Okay, so let me make sure I have this right. First shepherds, then angels, then magi. It seems like everyone stopped to celebrate the birth of the Savior. Everyone but me. I've just been too busy to see what was really important.
Don't be afraid. It's not too late. The beautiful, simple story of Christmas gives us hope and joy all year, not just during the month of December.
Thank you so much for sharing the story of Christmas with me. I do want to celebrate Christ this year, not just the season. I will try to make sure Christmas is at the center of all my Christmas activities.
That's the best news I've heard yet. You can still do all the fun events. Just don't forget why you are doing them. I hope that you do have the most Merry Christmas ever.
And now, a moment for mission.
Hello, my name is Mason, and we represent the Covenant Youth Group. We are holding a holiday season food drive for DMARC's Food Pantry Network. We will take all the donations collected with us when we go to volunteer at the DMARC warehouse in January. DMARC stands for Des Moines Area Religious Council, and they support food to local pantries all across the metro as well as operate their own locations.
Last month broke numerous records for food pantry visitors. DMARC's Food Pantry Network has five of the busiest days on record. As a whole, November was the busiest month ever in the 47-year history of DMARC pantries.
The pantry network has been working so hard to keep up, but many have hit capacity. With staff and space, they literally cannot serve any more people. The need for food in our community is so big right now.
How can you help? You can donate non-perishable food items or give cash donations. The most needed item is peanut butter. One semi-load of peanut butter now costs DMARC $50,000. If you are not sure what to give, please give peanut butter. There is a selection cart in the coat room off the North X and a bin by the old sanctuary door. Please put items in. Cash donations can be marked DMARC and put in the offering box by the sanctuary entrance.
We ask you to prayerfully consider supporting our food drive. We will collect items this Wednesday night at the Christmas party, as well as each Sunday from now until January 14th. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.